Wow, suddenly Dave did a great job. The award-winning Rieger reviews it.
I love the new open. That's awesome.
And by the way, I'm not Paul W. Smith. He's out. I'm Mike Parsons. Hold on, Dave. I got to sell some corned beef here. Rieger reviews it is sponsored by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Check out the Royal Diner in Clarkston this weekend. They've been serving up Wiggly's corned beef for 30 years and have perfected the classic Reuben and corned beef hash. If you're feeling breakfast, corned beef omelet it is. Go get some Wiggly's corned beef at the Royal Diner on Dixie Highway in Clarkston. There, Dave, congratulations on the award and congratulations on the new open.
Thanks, Rich. Just a master of the production.
It's very exciting. And it's always been my dream to read the Wiggly's billboard before a segment.
Is this the first time that we have done the segment together?
Yes, we have, where I've been hosting it. And you've actually got two movies that are in the theaters this week for us to talk about.
Two in the theaters this week. Yeah, we're going to start with Lauren, which is the documentary of SNL creator Lorne Michaels. And this is, we were talking before we came on about, so SNL's been around since 1975, still going strong, and just the amount of stars, whether it be actors, actresses, comedians, talk show hosts that have come from SNL, and they're like limitless.
Right.
This is.
And there's some people who become such big stars you don't even associate them with SNL
right,
anymore.
Right. We were talking about Eddie Murphy, mm-hmm. and you don't associate with him with SNL.
Yeah, I forget he was on SNL because he was on before I was born, and you know, I like him from his movies and his stand up.
Do you still watch SNL today?
I'll catch it every now and then. Mostly, I'll see something scrolling across my feed. Yeah, so I don't sit down and watch the whole thing, but I'm familiar with it. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Everyone thinks SNL stinks right now, and it hasn't been good since they were 12. It's okay right now. It's not bad. There's been worse eras.
In this era of cancel culture, it's incredible to me that SNL still is around, and that's really all that Lorne Michaels wanted, is that he just wanted to have a voice. And this is the way that he has his voice.
And he's 81 and still – he's still involved with the weekly operation of the show,
100%.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he was. I did not know that he took 5 years off in the '80s, which I did not remember.
No, I didn't either.
And it's just a retrospective of what goes on and all of these guys, all the people that have been a part of SNL currently in the past, come and talk about it. It's very well done.
Let's take a quick listen to Lorne in theaters.
He's going to have notes that are impossible to understand.
It will be clingy. It has to be the beach.
You'll know it's not playing the way Lorne thought it was going to play when he does this.
It feels like he's blowing your soul out of your body.
That's funny.
Lorne is the ultimate show business survivor. He's still here, and 100 executives are not.
You really have to search in terms of why you're here. I don't say that often, but you're the best at it.
All of life is reinvention. So, to be understood, not gonna happen.
So, you gonna retire?
Hey. That was mine.
For all I know, he works for the CIA.
If you told me he made maple syrup, I would believe you.
I think his favorite band is Nirvana.
So, Dave, I love SNL history, but I was watching this trailer, and I couldn't tell if, you know, it actually was an oral history of SNL or if it was just kind of like a very aggrandizing puff piece on Lorne Michaels. Where does it actually fall?
It's not really about SNL as much as it's about Lorne Michaels and just what he's accomplished with SNL.
So it's kind of a puff piece a little bit.
So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
How many Wigglies?
I'm going to give it 3 Wigglies. I really enjoyed it. I think they did a great job. But it was interesting just to see the behind the scenes and to see everybody that has worked for him and been a part of SNL and their thoughts.
Who is your all-time favorite SNL cast member?
You know, I would probably have to go with Eddie Murphy, to be honest.
Like I said, I've watched very little Eddie Murphy on SNL. But just talking body of work, that's not a bad way to go. I am going to go with, he's my favorite cast member. He also happens to be my favorite Weekend Update anchor, the late Norm MacDonald.
That was great.
Yeah.
Norm was great.
The great thing about Norm MacDonald is he was funnier when he bombed than when a joke hit.
100%.
Like he would be reading something and he'd get no reaction to the audience and he would just give a look or he would say something and it would be hilarious. And then my all-time favorite joke, is Kenny G released a Christmas album. Happy birthday, Jesus. Hope you like crap.
Exactly. So, that's hilarious.
Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. He's my all-time favorite. All right. The next movie, another SNL alum starring in it, Bob Odenkirk in Normal. Let's hear it.
Why are you here?
I used to be a regular sheriff. I walked through life with my head held high. I kind of stopped trusting my instincts.
Death comes for us all, don't it, lawman?
You've been listening to my internal monologue, haven't you? I took a sheriff job in a little town called Normal, Minnesota.
Weather advisory, a winter storm threatening later this week.
Separate, separate!
People seem friendly enough. Whoa, 16.8 million. Where the hell did this town get that kind of money?
Community really came together on that one.
Yeah, I would say. Is that a police scanner you got? You keeping tabs on me?
Yes, sir.
This is a hell of an armory.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, it's my one trick.
What do you think of our little town?
It's charming.
Dave, so first things first, how many Wigglies? What'd you think of Normal?
I liked Normal. If you liked Nobody, and if you liked Nobody 2, I give it 3.
You know what? That's what I was watching this trailer, and I said, this looks like Nobody and Nobody 2. But I liked Nobody and Nobody 2, so I'll probably like this movie.
It's very interesting how Bob Odenkirk has gone from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul to these, like, action hero.
He's kind of like Liam Neeson, where he became this sort of unlikely action hero in his 60s.
I also love the fact that the mayor of the town is played by Henry Winkler.
The Fonz.
Which is great.
Yeah,
I love
the Fonz
it.
Is in this.
And so, hey. the story is he goes and he's got this town, but what you find out is this town actually is like a cover, which is where all that money came from. So when you go see it, you'll find out what this is all about. But he's trying to save the town, but the town kind of starts to turn on him because of the fact that they're backed by all this money.
Doesn't want to be saved.
Exactly. But it's very well done. And again, I kind of buy Bob Odenkirk as this Liam Neeson. I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
As this action hero.
Yeah, because he's flawed. He kind of seems like he doesn't want to be bothered, and he just ends up kicking butt despite him not wanting to do it. And, you know, the thing is, Bob Odenkirk can carry a movie. He
100%.
Really can.
Yes.
He should be a much bigger star than he is. Now, this also looks like a whodunit. Is the story decent? Is there a decent twist? You don't have to tell me if there's a twist.
There is a good twist to it.
See,
yes.
Then I'm all in. And I never heard about this until just now.
And
so.
I think you're going to like it.
I think I will, too. All right, the award-winning Rieger reviews it.
Appreciate that.